In a world where there's thousands of podcasts at your fingertips, you chose to come to the Cerebro Overload Podcast. You're not too sure why, but we're warning you. It's your own fault you did this to yourself.
God, that opening just gets me hyped every time I get to hear it. I know I say it every episode. I love it.
That's a sexy voice. That's a sexy voice.
That is. That sounds quite Canadian.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I'm going to almost say that I love that voice.
I also love that voice.
I believe it is clearly Canadian.
Yeah.
Born and raised.
Ah, man. Welcome back. Season 4, episode 2.
And we're all here again.
I know. Four of us. We've got...
Yes, Jason is here.
He's call ourselves the Fab Four.
No.
We're the Fantastic Four, and you're definitely Reed, Mr.
Should we be the Fantastic Four, though? Because every one of those movies flopped.
Right. I don't think we should. We should be the...
I would be
at least the Fab Four was good.
Wait, what am I?
You would definitely be the Invisible Woman.
I would. I'd show my tits so much.
More than you already do for no reason.
Yeah. Nobody can see me. Here's my titties.
Ty, we've been able to see you this whole time.
Awkward. Ben's cutting out a little bit.
Ben, are you in the outer atmosphere again?
I am. I am. I took a little ride on the Blue Origin penis rocket.
Oh, man.
You penetrated the atmosphere.
You know, here's what makes me mad. I remember now, because today's episode is all about space again. Blue Origin, not a single person brought up Austin Powers' scene in that movie where they're like, oh my god, it's a giant dick, and then like kept going on and on. Do you guys remember that?
Hey, it's, yeah, well, someone look at that giant Willie Nelson. Yes.
Nobody brought it up. Like, I'm shooketh.
Someone did, thankfully, took care of it on TikTok.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it yet. I should have posted it because I would have been famous again. Speaking of that, you guys know I'm TikTok famous, right?
No, you're not.
Oh. Are you now?
I am. Hold on. Let me...
Wow, we're in the presence of a celebrity?
You know, hold your autographs till the end, please. But, yeah, I have a video. Where is it? It was a while ago. 300...
I don't need your autograph.
I didn't like that. 361,000 views. And I got 29,600 likes.
I don't need your signature or anything because I have a business card from when you worked at Walmart.
Ew, you still have that?
And I have
that?
Your pig. Yeah, you're damn right I still have that. And weird. I have your pig. Actually, hold on. Let me find Sergeant Oinkers.
Oh, Sergeant Oinkers.
You're going to see that business card on eBay. Andrew's selling it for millions.
Right. If I can get rich off of my friend's success, I'm doing it.
Little E, big B. Perfect. A lot of people have been getting autographs for that today.
Hey.
There's my pig. Oh,
yeah, Sergeant Oinkers.
Wow.
Well, I stole that from his house many, 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 many years ago.
Many years ago. Wonder if anybody ever stole anything from Jeff Bezos? Jeff Bezos, before he became famous.
Jeff Bezos?
And rich.
Probably. I wish someone would steal from him now, though.
Right.
Steal from him. He'd just buy another one of whatever you stole.
That he fucking would.
Not unless you stole his life.
Why are you putting a crown on the pig?
The royal pig.
Oh, man. Episode 2. Season 4.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just jump right in to good old... Oh, shit.
For the audio listeners, that's me moving the pig in front of the camera. And Ty can't contain himself.
Nope. I'm just so excited. So Jeffrey blasted off into space on Tuesday last week. I know we're a little late to the show, but we're doing bi-weekly episodes. So shut the fuck up and enjoy our episodes.
Ooh, actually, I have a visual representation about how much I care about that. Hold on.
I say a visual representation of the rocket, and I did not want to see that.
Right.
See this container? See what's in it? That's how much I care about this whole penis measuring race that they have for the space right now.
Just to be clear, there was nothing in the container. However,
absolutely fucking nothing.
We did see Andrew's wiener earlier prior to the episode starting.
I thought he was going to pull his wiener out again.
I know. It's a pretty wiener.
It's a big, long wiener.
Wow. Too. You just grab it right by the scruff and yank it around.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Shock, like as big as a dog.
Right. Never seen somebody put a shock collar on their wiener.
I'm into some weird things.
Huh.
Sometimes my wiener gets out of hand and just needs to be put back in place.
Spank it.
Hold on, that sound's going to be real bad. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
I don't understand why this dog stays around me after I put her through stuff like that. What's up, Harley?
Oh, man.
10 minutes in, and we've gone down the rails.
Yep.
The rails never existed. Not condone the abuse of animals.
I wasn't abusing her. I was lightly spanking her.
I know.
I love it.
And then give her treats.
Yep.
All right. Hold on. I got to go give one to the retarded dog, too.
Well, while he's doing that, Jeffrey Bezos took his dick to space.
And just the tip. He just put the tip in.
Just the tip went in.
Just the tip.
He was polite. He knocked first.
He was like, hello. Space
Oh, man. See, now his I watched live as well. And he actually went to space, unlike Virgin Mobile.
Virgin Galactic. Mobiles are cell phones.
Same thing.
Virgin Mobile's not even around anymore. It's now Virgin Plus or something like that. I don't know. They just did a rebranding of their mobile crap.
Weird. Yeah, it was cool. I can't believe he legit like landed the booster part back perfectly on the ground and that then landed himself. Cool. Like, I was really surprised that it went so well. After, 15 test flights, they were like, fuck it, send it.
I wouldn't even have done 15.
Did they actually crash any of their boosters, though, on landing?
I don't know.
I don't think any of their boosters actually crashed. I think they all...
Ben, you're the space guy. You're supposed to know this stuff.
I know.
We went over this last episode.
I'm more Mercury, Apollo, Gemini.
Well, I'm a Virgo.
I'm Cancer. What's your point?
It was.
We were good for 10 seconds there.
He took the geriatric lady up with him. Who
wife?
Was that his wife? I thought it was just his friend.
I don't know.
She qualified to be an astronaut back during Mercury, and because NASA didn't want any women in space, she never got to fly, even though she passed all of the testing that any astronaut would have needed.
That's it. Yeah, so that was cool. He brought her up finally, and she got to live her life out up there.
She's now the oldest person ever to reach space.
I also heard that George Clooney was still floating because he did not want to deal with Sandra Bullock in that movie Gravity. Do you guys remember that?
That movie...
I never watched it.
You've never seen Gravity?
That movie was messed up.
No.
He decided... He let go. He was like, fuck it. I can't deal with you anymore. And just floated off into space and just flipped her off as he was like flipping backwards.
That would have been a more acceptable ending.
I know. That movie was so good. Oh, my God. You got to watch Gravity.
I enjoyed that one. And also, what was that one with Matthew McConaughey?
Constellation? Intergalactic.
Oh.
Beastie Boys. Interstellar. That's it.
See, you got me on the right track with the Intergalactic.
Yeah.
Planetary. Intergalactic. Oh, planetary. Planetary. Intergalactic. We're going to have copyright infringement on our podcast.
I know.
Ah, well. Hey, just a side note, though, Ty. I'm looking at this pig's belly, and apparently,
it says made in China.
Made in 2016. Well, like, of course, it was made in China.
Huh?
China.
Weird.
That was 5 years ago.
God, yeah, that was 5 years ago.
Apparently, I stole it a lot sooner than I thought I did. I thought I stole it like 6-7 years ago, but I don't know, because it was, I stole it from your new house, the one you're in now.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, I just started pouring rain outside.
Oh, fuck.
That poured here a little while ago.
Thankfully, it wasn't raining that day he took off to space.
He might not have lifted off then.
Right. He probably would have canceled it. I don't know. I feel like he wouldn't have. He'd been like, fuck it. I'll just buy a new atmosphere. We're done. So, did you guys also see that he finances his rocket company by selling $1 billion in Amazon stock each year?
Yep.
Is that not fucking crazy?
I wish I had that kind of stock in Amazon.
Man, I've got a bunch of stock.
Amazon stock, I'd take like 5 shares of Amazon and be happy.
Yeah, I've got like 400 stock in Dogecoin.
I have a stock of celery. No?
No.
No?
Jesus Christ. Jason, what do you think about all this? Do you think he did Texas well by flying out of there?
Yeah. I think he did. I thought it was funny. The parachutes shot out of the tip when he landed.
You know all of that was done on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
It had to have been.
He is the epitome of big dick energy. And Ben is just like, why am I here? Why do I do this every other week?
Because Ben loves us. Without us, his life would be mundane and boring. It was mundane and boring with headaches.
Yeah.
Do you think Elon's pissed because Bezos is the one that came up with the penis rocket ship and not him?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Because, see, if any of them, Musk is the one that seems like he would have the penis-shaped rocket with...
Yeah, but if you looked at the Tesla truck, stuff shooting out of it, they kind of look like penises.
That they do. Yeah, Elon Musk is probably pretty grumpy that he didn't think of it first.
Also, am I the only one that, until you actually heard Elon Musk talk, you thought he was going to have a Russian accent?
What accent does he have?
None. South African. He's just...
Yeah, South like, African.
Well,
but yeah, you did. I kind of expected him to have a Russian accent.
Yeah. When he talks for a long amount of time, you can pick up his accent. But like in a short little burst, you're like, hey, he's just got a normal voice.
I'm still mad at him.
Because he hasn't came to our fucking podcast.
No, in Iron Man 2, he promised us he had a design for battery-powered airplanes, and I still have yet to see this design come to fruition.
All right, Elon. I dropped my pig. You got to give us battery-powered airplanes, and you got to come on our fucking podcast.
Wait. You can either give us battery-powered airplanes, or you can send each of us a Tesla of our choosing.
I'll take any Tesla. Honestly, if he hears this, this is Ty. Hello. Huge fan. First-time caller, long-time listener. I will take any fucking Tesla.
I would take a base model. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, I would prefer a nice one.
And I'm a basic bitch, so I want the Tesla Model X with the gullwing doors and matte black. Thank you.
I think what made that was watching you say that. It's a shame our listeners can't see that. It's just the way you said it.
Yeah.
Jason just keeps staring at us through his sunglasses.
He's very judgy.
From Texas.
I actually had the experience to test drive a Tesla about six months ago.
I hate you.
It was absolutely the best time.
Where was
I
your review?
I did not want to give it back.
The ginger ale or ginger beer?
All kinds of stuff.
Neither. Milk Street Organic.
Oh. I thought it said ginger on it. No, that says organic, not ginger.
It's probably because of the wheat. There, you probably maybe thought that was a ginger plant, the wheat.
Oh, is that beer?
Wheat.
Yep.
Huh. The ginger
organic,
beer?
Organic wheat beer.
Organic wheat lager.
Wheat lager.
Hey, I actually have convinced Tiffany that these are great because there's 9 grams of protein in one of these Most Street Organics.
I got so it's like I'm having a protein shake. Protein.
You need to shut your mouth because that's what got you into the problem that's behind you.
Ace got a protein shake.
Not a problem.
Wait until it shows up.
I know. I'm so excited. Oh, shit.
Well, speaking of Teslas, I pretty much have one.
Do you?
Because our new car is an electric hybrid, so...
Yeah, that's pretty much a Tesla.
It's the same thing, only different.
Exactly.
One of these is not like the other.
Right.
Mine, so there's the Tesla, and then I have, like, the Amazon Basics version of the Tesla. So, you know, they change it enough that you don't, that they can't get sued.
No, you ordered your Tesla on Wish.
No, that would be if I had the Chevy Bolt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the geek version of.
Side note, speaking of which, I wanted to try and segue into the fact that I finally got a new car.
Yay! Speaking of cars.
Accident.
I definitely have a segue as well. We're just going to segue right over again. I saw the new Fast and the Furious movie.
Oh, so did I.
They flew a fucking Pontiac Fiero into space.
Yeah, and they made it to the. They made it further than either of the other millionaires.
So Elon Musk has some big shoes to fill because Tyrese and Ludacris are up there.
Yeah, but Musk sent a Tesla even further.
Yeah, Musk sent a Tesla. I can't talk. Musk sent the Tesla Roadster to Mars.
But was around Mars.
Yeah, Starman was.
Yeah, it's still, real person still up there.
It is still up there.
That's crazy. He can send it to Mars, but he can't send it to us?
Nope.
At least we'll drive.
I don't even care if he sends us ones that have liveries all over it saying, like, buy a Tesla.
Oh, yeah. I'll advertise the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah. I
might get back on Twitter just to tweet him. Tweet, twat, to twit, twat.
Yeah, several times he didn't respond.
I know. He never responded to me. I used to tweet him all the time, like Elon Musk. Huge fan. First time caller. Long time listener. Send me a Tesla. Nothing.
You have to pretend to be his long lost cousin.
We're just not Joe Rogan.
Ah.
So Ty, what did you think about Fast 9?
It was exactly what I expected it to be. Very cheesy, very, very ridiculous, but also at the same time, it was reminiscent of the first one and it came full circle at the end. And I really got hit in the feels a couple times by it.
Yeah. One thing I say to people when, because I've had a few people ask me about Fast 9, I'm like, it's not a good movie, but it's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly what you expect.
I can tell on zero. Good.
Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, I can count on zero fingers the amount of Final Fantasies, yeah. Fast and Furiouses I've seen.
You've never seen any?
Old man yells at clouds.
I've seen part of them. I've seen bits and pieces of them when they're on TV at work, but I've never actually watched a full Fast and Furious movie.
How? The first three are the most serious ones, and then after that it just kind of goes.
Oh, yeah.
They don't interest me.
Literally, they go to
school. They drug that on way too long.
Yeah, 9 movies.
The first three were pretty good.
Because 10 is going to be a two-parter.
Oh, my God.
They're doing another one?
Of course they're doing another one.
Yeah, they signed up to do 10. But one thing I got to say, Ty, you'll understand because you've seen it. The section between Dom and John Cena across the roofs.
Yeah.
I yelled at my TV a few times. And said, since when did he become Spider-Man?
Right.
And also, one thing I never understood is, why didn't John Cena just stand still?
I was thinking the same thing. Like, what are they even chasing? A ghost.
They're not going to see him, so what does it matter?
Right. Just fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll start singing the song.
Oh my God. The worst.
But no, it was an enjoyable movie. It was ridiculous, but it was enjoyable.
Quite ridiculous, but it was good. The fact that they flew the car into space and they were like, ah, I don't know.
Also, did you notice the dude from Tokyo Drift got like super skinny?
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. And then little Bow Wow got super thick.
Little Bow Wow got a little chunky.
Yeah, he got thick with three C's.
Thick Bow Wow.
And then I think the third guy there, the other Asian guy from Tokyo Drift, I think that's the only time I've actually seen an Asian person mid-aging, because I thought it was just like they were young and then old.
They hit like 68 years old and then raisin.
Right?
Asian women age wonderfully. They work in nail salons till they're like 68 and then raisin.
Well, there's on my route, there's one Asian lady that I deliver to like every 3 days. She has a convenience store. And we were talking the one day, and she's like, oh, I'm about a year from retiring. And I looked at her, I'm like, how old are you? And she's like, oh, I'm going to be 78. And I'm like, nope, I don't believe you.
Next year.
Legit, she looks like she's like 50.
Raisin.
No gray hair. There's some like crow's feet, but yeah, she's like, no. She showed me her license. I'm like, nah, nope. Forged document. I still don't believe it. And then there's Ben, who he's like 46, but looks like he's like
56. I'm not that old yet.
I know we just 41. Talked about 41. You're only 10 years older than me. You're not that old.
That's that salt and pepper you got going on, Ben.
I got a lot of it going on.
It works for him, though.
It does. He's starting to look like Mr. Fantastic.
I just got bald.
Or J. Jonah Jameson. None of those reports in by Friday. Get me Spider-Man.
Oh, shit.
I should do that. Just get the J. Jonah Jameson mustache going.
Yeah, you should.
I don't think your mustache can ever be that majestic.
Probably not. I could try, but I look weird with just a mustache.
Everybody looks weird with just a mustache.
J. Jonah Jameson.
All right, I'll give you that.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Jason's picture just popped up, so I guess that's the answer.
I think he got the reference that I was going for.
Yeah.
Good old Super Troopers.
All right. So back to SpaceX one more time. And
Jeffrey Bezos.
Amateurs can fucking suck it.
That's right. So Jeffrey tried to block the moon landing contract from SpaceX. And sounds like he failed miserably.
He did.
So is this like a recent thing that he wanted to take over?
He wanted the government allowed up to the government wanted at least two companies to build moon landers. But so far, pretty much only one company has ever built a moon lander or has a moon lander built, which is SpaceX with a Starship. So they gave SpaceX all the money and didn't add in Blue Origin to that because they haven't even tried to build a moon lander yet. Is my guess is why they got rid of that or didn't give them any money. And Bezos went into his billion-dollar home and cried.
Yeah, and Elon Musk responded on Twitter to the decision with a flexed bicep emoji. He's real arrogant.
That's why I like him. He says what he's thinking, and he's rich enough that he can do that.
His shit makes no sense sometimes.
Some of his tweets are like, what in the world?
Right. I think we covered that in an episode before.
I had like full respect for that guy the second he built a flamethrower.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
I respected him before, but building a flamethrower, that's just next level crazy.
Flamethrower is all it's a free injury. It's not a flamethrower, though. It's not a flamethrower.
A flame pusher? I don't know.
Because they can't legally sell flamethrowers. Whatever the hell they ended up naming it, I don't remember. But
a mobile personal torching unit.
There you go. A personal marshmallow roaster.
Attempted to acquire one of these, but was thwarted by the local authorities, i.e. the wife. But apparently I wasn't allowed to buy one because I would get put in jail. Apparently you're not allowed to use it to get the snow off your driveway, which I think is just absurd.
Ridiculous.
So Jason, snow is this white stuff that falls from the sky?
We get that. We get that every once in a while.
That the rest of the world drives in.
Yep, and we shut down. We raise the white flag. We give up.
Not much can take down a Texan, but a little bit of snow and you guys are done.
Yep.
There's a lot of math on that, Andrew.
Huh?
There's a lot of math on that.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that's about. I'm just looking to see what kind of coupons are going on at Costco right now.
Ooh, Costco.
Coupons.
Gotta have me the coupons because I'm cheap.
Mm-hmm.
After all, we now finally have a sponsor.
So yeah.
Maybe I won't have to always look for coupons. Maybe we might actually make it one of these days.
Again, thanks to Anchor.fm for sponsoring today's episode.
And for keeping... Oh. We time limit just got removed.
Did it?
Yeah,
I just got a pop-up.
Said it had been upgraded by the host. Thanks, host.
I didn't do shit. Ha.
No, and we'll get back on topic here for a second because it's just popped into my mind. Bezos was so wanting to get part of that contract, he agreed to put down like $10 billion of his own money.
God damn.
To build his own starship, or not his own starship, but his own moonlander.
My question,
I think it was actually $10 billion, but
when are they going to start building facilities just outside of our planet that can build spaceships? Like a Stardock.
Good question.
Forget that. I want to know when Musk is going to build a... Oh, it was just in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking thing from Star Tesla Trek. Coil?
No.
The big ball thing that blows up in Star Trek.
The big ball thing that... Did you just call Star Trek for Star Wars? Were you talking about the Death Star? God That's damn it, Ben! Oh. Neb!
Neb!
Live long and prosper.
Oh, shit.
I am going to fucking cut your face off and staple it to a wall.
Live long and prosper, Luke. I am your father.
Ben!
I don't know that I've ever seen his face that mad before.
I know. We never do video. This is neat.
I'm done. I'm not talking to the rest of the fucking podcast.
Don't you have a Star Trek tattoo, Andrew?
It's Spock, isn't it? He's got Spock on his chest or something, doesn't he?
I think so. Or no, you got Starship Troopers. That's what it is.
What?
No, Galaxy Quest.
I hate you all so fucking much.
You guys remember Galaxy Quest?
Yes, of course I remember it. With the big boobs and Tim Allen.
Yeah.
The closest thing that I have to any sci-fi is of a goddamn Decepticons tattoo, you son of a bitch, and you know that.
Alan Rickman's in that movie, too.
He is. He was actually really good in that movie.
You know who else was good in that movie? Data.
I'm done.
Oh, no, he was in Star Wars. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Data. Is that the black guy from Star Trek?
First off, it's Data, and it's Data. He was a cyborg in Star Trek, you son of a bitch.
Aha!
Get out of my backyard, you stupid rabbit, or I'm going to send the dog after you.
Did he just say he's getting robbed?
I think so. But in Canada, it's just more of somebody apologizing for being in their yard.
Yeah.
A goddamn rabbit in my backyard. Let me send my dog after him.
So. Oh, rabbit.
Now she's hiding because Ben got me all angry.
Leash the wiener.
I don't leash my wiener. I let my wiener run free.
That wiener flops free around.
Free the ween. Still fucking hate you.
Hashtag free the ween.
There's the episode title. Hashtag free the ween. No, it's not. What'd you say earlier? Somebody had a good title earlier.
Jeff Bezos and his 10-gallon hat.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines.
Something dumb.
The picture in that article was priceless with his hat and his goggles.
He looks so stupid.
And apparently when they were up there and they put the tip in space, they were tossing around Skittles and
I saw that. And throwing shit. Skittles and shit. And fucking around with each other.
I'm freeing their wings.
That one old lady said she wants to go again and fast because she doesn't have much time left on this earth.
Time left.
My question is, the tip that got into space, were they in it? Because just because the tip got to space doesn't mean they did.
Good question.
That's
like
true.
If they were in the tip, like, ready to pop out, then, you know, then maybe they made it in. But it might not have been enough to fully penetrate to be considered being in space.
I do believe space was fully penetrated.
Oh, space was fully penetrated with consent.
You never need consent if you yell surprise first, because then it's just surprise space travel.
Surprise space travel. Oh, my God.
This is what happens when I don't take my medication.
Yeah. So speaking of...
talking to them.
Oh, I just pushed myself.
So Richard Branson wasn't considered an astronaut because he didn't actually go to space. So did Bezos, did he get the astronaut title, so to speak?
No, because they changed the rules for it right when he went up.
No. Okay.
Yeah, one of them were able to get the astronaut title.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody who's traveling as a passenger should be considered an astronaut.
And that's pretty much what they changed the rules to, is you have to do something basically constructive for mankind, humankind, whatever, while you're in space to be considered an astronaut.
Instead of just giving someone a lot of money and then going up.
None of them went to do any of the astronaut training or anything.
Throwing Skittles around is not considered conducive to good human health.
Poking space with your tip is not considered an astronaut.
That's sad.
No, it's not. Fuck them.
It's a little sad. I mean...
all they're going to do is fucking go on Amazon and buy themselves an award that says best astronaut ever and just give it to themselves.
I was going to say, he can just go on Amazon and get his own little wings.
Do you think he has Amazon Prime?
He is Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but do you think he like has actual Amazon Prime account?
Is that Optimus's dad?
And with the
technically, I guess with how old Optimus is, though, I guess he would be more familiar with Optimus' son.
Huh.
Amazon, I am your father.
You're not my father, Dad. I'm a computer. You told me do things. I done running.
Do you see they're coming out with another Transformers?
Are they?
Yes.
Oh.
This time it's like animals.
Oh, what? Wait, they're doing a Beast Wars movie?
I believe so, yes.
Fucking right. For giving me that news, Ben, I forgive you for earlier.
For my Star Wars blunder.
It wasn't a blunder because you did it on purpose to get me pissed off.
Never.
Who was that guy in the black suit on that Star Wars movie? Wasn't that like Voldemort or something?
Ty, do you want a complimentary vasectomy? Because I'll make it happen when I'm down there.
Not really. I want a couple more.
Andrew, it's called Rise of the Beast.
Oh.
It's due out next year.
That's going to be due out tonight.
It's a spinoff of Beast Wars.
Is it animated or live action?
Live action.
Who's in it?
Shia LaBeouf.
Ron Perlman, Anthony Ramos, Luna Lauren Velez, Dominique Fishback, some guy named Plot Unknown.
He's a stunt double.
Somebody I think it's off French. Plot Unknown.
Yes, Ron Perlman will be Optimus Primal.
Huh. I think you do actually do a good job of that.
Peter Cullen is Optimus Prime, huh?
Yeah, he's always Optimus Prime, though. He is Optimus Prime. Damn it, I just want to go watch fucking Beast Wars.
What's your favorite one, Andrew? Of the movies.
Oh, of the movies?
Yes, of the movies.
Honestly, I have to go with the OG with the first one.
Oh. I like the last night.
Last night, I think, would be my second. The first one, just the way that they come together and like the origin.
They fall out of space. I wish
it didn't have Megan Fox and Shia LaBeouf in it.
They fall out of space. What's so great about that coming together?
Like when they find each other and then they all come into the alleyway together.
They're like all lost family members.
Yes.
Roll
and
out. Vin
Diesel shows up and said, "We don't need to worry about the Decepticons. We got family."
Oh my God.
We have family.
I'm so tired of those fucking memes. I thought they were done having the silverback gorilla fights when they took The Rock and everybody out. And then it's fucking.
I keep forgetting how tiny and not jacked Vin Diesel is until I see him next to people like The Rock and right. John Cena.
Gorillas.
Put him next to Tyrese Gibson, and yeah, you know, he looks like a friggin' gorilla. You put him next to one of those two tyrants, and he's like, "Yeah, you're a tiny little bitch." Sorry, but I lost respect for him when he did The Pacifier.
Oh, I like that movie.
It was a good movie. I just lost respect for Vin Diesel at that point.
What about The Tooth Fairy with The Rock?
Oh.
Yeah. I when it comes to The Rock, his movies are very hit.
It doesn't matter what you think.
It's mostly miss. You shit your candy ass down, you jabroni, right?
Oh my God, the people's elbow.
But yeah, no, once he started doing all those like family movies, it's kind of like, but at least Vin Diesel will stick into a type and then boom, he was a secret agent babysitter.
Maybe one day we'll do a family friendly episode.
Not fucking likely.
We did one when we recorded all together. Remember that episode? I don't think we cussed once.
I was about to say, was I there? But
yeah, my mom was there. We just didn't.
That's probably why I didn't cuss, because I feared being hit by the warden.
Same.
Oh, speaking of that, how was your trip to Jamaica?
Oh my God, she had a blast. She came back. I didn't think they were letting her back in the country because she looked black. She was in the sun so much.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she got away and was able to have a vacation.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of fun shit. I went four-wheeling the other day, right? Real fucking fun. I broke two ribs.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I flew off the four-wheeler, hit the ground, and I fractured. I got two hairline fractures on my left side and my ribs.
Hi, every time you reach up to touch your earpiece, I'm waiting for you to like break out breaking news.
Breaking news, my fucking ribs.
Well played.
Yeah, it hurt. It hurt real bad. It still hurts real bad.
Now, Morgan, being the nice, supportive wife that she is, does she walk by and poke your ribs?
Oh, she beats my ass. Please, somebody send help. I need help. Help me.
Blink twice. It's weird. It's weird. We lost audio there.
I'm so sorry.
If you need help.
I'm going to laugh since you can't see anything behind him. You just see her hand come up and smack him upside the head.
That would
you just
be see this fucking priceless. Hand
appear out of nowhere and hit him.
Tiffany!
I muted my mic so you didn't hear her come in. But
hi!
Yeah, I'll say hi. Okay. She's home.
Aww.
From Costco.
Yay!
Well, why did you wait till now to look at the coupons? She could have used them earlier. Right. We're just not looking at them.
Oh, she would have already had anything she bought. This woman would already have the coupons on her phone, clipped and ready to go. She is like a savings guru. Like if she was in the States, she'd be making stores pay her.
God damn. Well, good.
Also, Ty, I've talked to legal, and anything that happens within your household or under the care of Morgan is not considered abuse. It's considered retraining.
Ah.
Given the fact of how long you were out of the straight market, you need, I guess, realignment.
Realignment. That's fine. We can practice that. I think we practiced that yesterday. It went pretty well.
Did you clean up your mess? Papa Neb. Papa Neb. He says, so Stan.
Face.
He's just like, that was the disapproving father look right there.
I know.
Like, Ben is with these idiots.
So tired of us. He's like, every other fucking week, Ben, just remind yourself it's once, maybe twice a month.
Oh, I smoke lady. With this background on.
He's so cool with his vape pen.
Oh, shit. Well, I feel pretty good about this one.
Yeah, I think that was a good one. That was better than the first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel mediocre at best, and that's good enough for me.
I and feel with my here. Fingers. Well, thanks, guys, for getting together today for another episode of the anchor.fm/cerebral overload.
Anchor.fm/cerebral overload.
Yeah. And once again, thank you, Anchor.fm, for sponsoring today's episode and future episodes. It's a great place to host a podcast.
And it pushes it out to as many places as you want.
That's right. And, Jason, how much does it cost?
Nothing.
I was going to say, he's doing the math.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room in his hat. It has to bounce around in his hat and then come back down.
It costs nothing. That's right. So just make sure you guys go and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Available anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast.
Woo-woo. What?
All right, guys. Until 2 weeks from now, tune in every Monday, every other Monday, for a new episode of the Cerebral Overload Podcast.
Peace.
Toodles.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Ben. God damn it, Ben.
Ben just leaves right away. He doesn't care. He's just gone.
God.
Gone. Later.
He's such a dick. All right. Well, goodbye from the rest of us, because now we're actually leaving.
Fucking Ben.
Fucking Ben.
Goddamn Neb.
This now concludes our broadcasting day.